Hey, everybody, before we start the show, I want to talk to you about a new sponsor on the show, and that is Helio Supply. I need you to do me a favor. You go to heliosupply.com. Now, Mike, you know a lot about this company, correct?
Oh, yeah.
So tell me about all their products and their wares.
So they have a number of different things. They have a like all-in-one pod thing that you can just put a little cartridge in. It's called the Soul Pod. You just press a button on the side, rips you a nice little vape. The coolest thing they have, I think, is called the Smart Range. It's it's a battery for your vape, right? Mm-hmm. You put it in, but you can change the voltage, get it super low. They also have these like ceramic carts they sell.
Uh-huh.
So I got one. It's like a beautiful all glass and ceramic cart, absolutely no metal, no wick, no nothing. Put it on the Helio Supply Smart Range. Go down to like a 2.4 volt, and I'm just getting pure flavor. Like I'm actually tasting, the terpenes and the flavor of the weed, and it's not just like hot smoke going in my lungs.
So this works for weed. This works for tobacco products.
I don't know about all that.
Vape juice.
Yeah.
Any sort of vape juice.
Yeah, definitely works for any kind of vape juice. They also have a butter knife if you want to get into dabbing.
Oh, nice. And if you use the promo code GOON15 at heliosupply.com, you're going to get 15% off your order.
Yeah.
That's heliosupply.com. Use the promo code GOON15. We're going to have a link right down in the description. These guys are new. They're great. They have a lot of great products. If you're as much of a vape nerd as Mike is here, you're going to love heliosupply.com. Make sure you use that promo code GOON15 at checkout. All right, let's start this show. What's up, goons? This is another episode of Notes of a Goon. I'm your host, Chris Vega. I'm joined, as always, by my stalwart producer, Michael Harrington. How are you, Mike?
Stalwart as ever, Chris.
Now, Mike, we usually do old business around this time. And what's the oldest business that this show would cover other than the JFK assassination? It's the original conspiracy theory.
The oldest business of this show?
Well, yeah. I mean, we talk in conspiracy on this show.
That the city is dead?
Well, yeah. Well, that's the first thing we were talking about, the dead city that's come back and it's dead again.
Ooh.
We were talking about this a little bit on High Society this week, but people were very up in arms this week about there being National Guard on the subway.
Were they?
Yeah, people were flipping out all over the place. People were like, I can't believe they're doing this. It's like, they did that shit until after de Blasio's first term after 9/11. Like, you forgot? You forgot. Like, this was the thing. I saw people on Twitter, like, trying to be legal scholars, being like, this is a violation of this amendment, blah, blah, blah. No court will let this stand. It was like, no, the Supreme Court ruled they're allowed to search your bag on the subway. You just can't, as long as they give you the option to leave and they don't follow you out and then search you outside, they are allowed to search your belongings on the subway.
Huh.
Yeah.
Sick.
No, it's not sick. It is annoying.
Why is it annoying?
I don't want them to search my bag. What if I have drugs in my bag?
Then you could say, oh, yeah, sorry, I got to go. I'm going to catch the next train.
No, you got to you make it into a whole thing, obviously. You can't you don't just leave. You make a whole, like, you stand up for your freedoms before you open that bag and you start making a scene in that train station.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, because you're allowed to make a scene. It's not about, if it was still terrorism, they'd fucking fuck you up for making the scene. But now this is just about people stabbing each other on the subway.
Interesting. So we found the workaround for the Patriot Act.
What? Just making a scene?
Yeah, just like liberal politics, like the country leaning a little bit more left.
It's so crazy.
Like, we got rid of the Patriot Act and we replaced it with canceling.
Well, we did not get rid of the Patriot Act. It has been renewed multiple times.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure multiple times.
When's the last time you heard of anybody getting
Patriot Acted?
Yeah.
Guys that tried to kidnap the governor in Michigan, no?
Yo, that was like 3 years ago.
I'm sure they're doing it to other fucking bearded white guys in the Midwest. As we speak, they're Patriot Acting them, which is crazy because they were the most Patriot gung-ho motherfuckers about the whole, killing Browns.
It's true.
It's very strange what's going on. Nazis are pro-Palestine? It's fucking weird. Well, I mean, that kind of tracks, but, like, it is very strange to have, like, literal Nazis aligning with progressive liberals.
Oh, I think it's pretty sweet.
But they were the punch of Nazi guys, remember?
Yeah. Oh, I remember. I saw some lady today who was, like, freaking out because, she's like, yeah, Biden stinks, but Trump's a fascist.
I still don't think Trump's a fascist.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new fucking crazy stuff that they're saying about Trump?
No, what are they saying about Trump?
Like, literally, he said, I didn't track it too much. I don't even know. It's like clause 18F or something where he's going to get rid of all these bureaucrats and put them in. He's basically going to fire a bunch of people and put in his own people, which every president's allowed to do.
Yeah.
And they usually just don't. So he's just going to do that. And they're like, see what he's doing? He's trying to become a despot. It was like, no. His administration was plagued by, like, I mean, look, maybe he is. I could be very wrong. But, like, I don't think he is. And then they're basically just going, yeah, but, like, he could do that, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, like, the entire administration was met with leaks of literally high-ranking generals saying that they didn't tell him everything they were doing in the military. Like, that was a major leak that came out of Trump's White House.
It's pretty scary for a president to hear.
Yeah, so I'd imagine he doesn't want more of that if he became president again.
Understandable.
Yeah. I mean, also, there was the bloodbath thing, which, did you see that?
No, what was
that? It was trending on Twitter heavily. I think there's a Hillary Clinton tweet about it. You could probably find it online. But it's... He just, like, he basically said something about, it was about the auto industry. See if you can find the video for
Oh,
me.
Yeah, he said it's going to be a bloodbath.
It's going to be a bloodbath, and then everybody was like, all the headlines were Trump predicts a bloodbath, and it was about jobs.
Yeah.
It was, like, about NAFTA or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like...
Yeah, it was because they're building all the American cars in
Mexico.
Yeah, the Chinese got the contracts to build the cars, and then they went and built factories in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
So American cars are being built by Chinese companies in Mexico.
Look, I'm going to throw this out there. I'm getting very sick of this connection between China and Mexico that they keep trying to blow up.
What do you mean?
Remember the fentanyl is all coming into the drug cartels in fucking Mexico, and then they're sending it in? It's like, I feel like... If there is an Illuminati, and Trump ain't in it, and I don't even think Biden's in it, it's some other motherfuckers, they are going to invade Mexico. It's probably the Romneys, because you're still allowed to fuck your cousins or something down there. Remember, that's why his dad lived down there.
They're all about it.
Polygamy was legal in Mexico or whatever. That's why the Romneys were all in Mexico until Mitt moved back here. Maybe they made polygamy illegal in Mexico just to get rid of the Mormons.
They were like, yo, honestly, your dad, he was kind of cool. Mitt, lame.
What a fucking... What is Mitt short... You know, I never even thought about it. What the fuck is Mitt short for?
Has to be Mitchell.
But right? Why is there two T's?
Isn't there two T's in Mitchell?
No.
I don't know.
It's M-I-T-C-H-O.
I don't know, dude. Why is Dick the
Yeah, that's true.
Short version of Richard?
I wonder if that has something to do with... etymologies, because that's why women named Margaret went by Peggy, because they both mean pearl.
Mitt is primarily a male name of origin that means diminutive form of Milton.
That's a nickname for Milton. Mitt.
Yeah.
I suppose that tracks as well as anything else would track.
Oh, okay. Here we go. His name is Willard. His middle name is Mitt.
It's not Milton? It's not Willard Milton Romney?
No, it's Willard Mitt, and it's because his dad's cousin who played for the Bears, that was his nickname. His name was Milton, and they'd call him Mitt.
Oh, so they named him Mitt.
They named his middle name was Mitt.
But yeah. I think you go by Mitt if your first name is Willard and you're trying to be a politician.
Yeah.
Because then everybody's just going to be like, well, we can't vote for you. You're stupider than a mouse. Right, even that one fucking retarded guy beat Algernon a couple times.
Uh huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh huh.
But then that fucking Willard mouse, that motherfucker got you, dog.
Smoked you.
Yo, just bodied your ass. Fuck you, Mitt. But yeah, I just it is what were we talking about? The subway, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fucking. I don't understand why people are so. I mean, like, look, I don't like the fact that they are checking bags on the subway. I hate it. But this idea that it's new is crazy to me. That just goes to show the turnover of human beings in this city. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Because even kids who were born here who are 22 remember that.
Right.
So, like, the people complaining about this are people that are so new to the city their second de Blasio term New Yorkers. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, if you don't remember this, dude, I remember when the motherfuckers had the dogs and the fucking AKs and shit in fucking Grand Central every day. Like, and you know what? Those dogs did not smell drugs at all.
No.
Nope. Tested that. Tested that. Good boys.
Good boys.
Good boys. There's a good kind of snitching and there's a bad kind of snitching.
Mm-hmm.
Smell something, don't say something. All right. All right, Pooch. All right, so that's the oldest business, right?
That's the oldest business.
Well, the JFK assassination. You were telling me about this. There's a guy that you follow on Twitter.
Oh, yeah,
who
yeah.
blames everything on the Jews.
Right. Well, not the Jews, typically. Only, like, the state of Israel.
Okay.
I
think mostly Jews there.
There's quite a few.
Yeah, yeah,
There's
yeah.
a few Jews.
Although there's always that weird
one or two Jews.
Yeah. There's always that statistic where there's more Jews in New York than there are in Israel. You know what I mean? They always do shit like that where they go, there's more Irish people. There's more people of Irish descent in America than there is in Ireland.
Do they say that?
I think that's true.
Hmm. Learn something new every day.
Yeah. Not a lot of people in Ireland. You know? Be even less if they had allowed abortion earlier than 2018.
Sure.
You know? That's their fuck up, not mine.
Yeah, they didn't want all them people.
No. Yeah, you didn't want all them. You didn't want people. You seem to not like a lot of people in your country.
Yeah.
And then you're just not letting people fucking vacuum people out of their bodies.
Should have thought that one out, guys.
Yeah, very stupid. I mean, you're listening to the Pope. That's why people didn't trust fucking JFK. That's why he got shot by the Jews, right?
Yeah.
So tell me about this video.
So this guy is a, he's on like the new left, right? The new left who's like... The guys who are now...
Well, the left has always been anti-Israel. Or, like, progressive leftists have always been pro-Palestine.
Right.
Like, New York leftists that are not, like, with... Like, if you don't own a brownstone and you consider yourself a progressive Democrat, you're pro-Palestine.
Hmm.
If you fucked a black guy after college, you're pro-Palestine.
Okay. Well, so I guess that this is the standard Brooklyn take.
Okay, so he fucked a black guy after college. This guy.
I bet.
Okay.
He has the look of it.
Okay.
So he was doing this...
During college, you can go back to pro-Israel right after college.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody knows that. Yeah. So he was making a series of videos talking about, Israel, buying TikTok, right? So, mm-hmm. like, the guy who's buying... who's like leading one of the largest groups trying to buy TikTok from ByteDance in the wake of the United States saying, we're going to ban TikTok if you don't sell the company
okay.
to a non-Chinese interest.
Okay.
The guy who's doing it, like who's leading that group, he was the former secretary treasurer under Trump. Mm-hmm. I can't remember his name. Boehner, maybe?
No, that's the guy who was the Speaker of the House under Obama who then... was anti-legalization of weed, but then made like $1 billion growing legal weed.
Yeah?
John Boehner.
Okay. Yeah, I'm
spelled Boehner.
Yeah, yeah, that's why he's stuck into my name as a politician, I know. Yeah, so it's, fuck, I'm trying to... Doesn't matter the guy's name, but he was the Secretary of Treasury under Trump, right? He has been aligning with multiple, what this guy is calling Zionist, like investment sources since he left Trump's cabinet.
Okay.
And now that group of, you know, the, he was like, I think it was like Palantir he did business with,
okay.
Like another super pro Israel, like a defense, contracting firm. He's the one who's but like,
did the guy do business with people who are neutral on the Israel thing? Like, it's like, this is just such an annoying. Like, let's break this down. This TikTok story is one of the biggest stories in the country,
mm-hmm.
right? They've been talking about it for over 4 or 5 years now, right?
Right.
So, you're gonna any of these like lobby groups or whatever, they're gonna have their hands in a lot of pots. They're gonna want. First of all, I'm gonna throw this out there: a lot of smart investment has soured on China. We've talked about the slumping Chinese market on the show, right?
Right.
So, obviously, the smart money. Is the Jews. You understand what I mean? Like, it's like, there's a lot of Jewish venture capitalists in the world.
Sure.
So it's like, if they're souring on China, then obviously they would like not Chinese-owned firms to control all of the data young people are seeing.
Sure, but counterpoint, it was the AIPAC, which is the, you know, it's the Israeli super PAC.
Okay.
That for some reason doesn't have to register as a foreign entity. And,
okay. I you saw know. You sent me that guy's video of that too.
Right. So he talked about the video about AIPAC was a deep dive after he found that AIPAC was the largest contributor to the guy, the congressman who actually authored the TikTok ban bill.
Okay.
Like the one that got passed finally.
Sure.
Right. So it's like he's making the case that this TikTok ban bill that has been in the works for 4 or 5 years
mm-hmm.
when there was no prospective buyer on the horizon
mm-hmm.
never went through. The moment Israel decided we would like to buy this and use it to our advantage, it became a thing where the U.S. was forcing them to sell.
Well, it could just be so it could be Israel or it could be a powerful, rich lobby wanted to buy an incredibly valuable asset that happened to be owned by a scapegoated foreign power who we consider that we're like, we kind of are in a soft, cold war. It's kind of crazy to say the term soft. We're in a snow cone war with China. You know what I mean? Like, it's always, it's like I just said, it's like, we're always talking about, I was going to talk about this in a little bit too, but we may as well talk about it now. NPR put out a whole piece today about the Chinese mafia running illegal weed around the country, which maybe federally make it legal. So basically what they're saying is the Chinese mafia will get like a patsy in all these legal states, particularly Oklahoma. This seems to be a problem, which, by the way, there's no Chinese people in Oklahoma. And they would get them a license, and then they would grow the weed, pay off the licensee, and then just traffic the weed around the country. And it would look like they're running a legal business, which is what we read about the Albanian mafia doing in California in the LA Times not long ago. It's just China is the new, we blame all of our internal strife the same way we blamed everything on Russian spies. We now blame it. Now we blame it on Russian spies a little and Chinese spies a lot.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
It's like a snow globe war.
It's like a one from column A, one from column B thing.
Right.
Well, two from column B, you know, because it's more for the China.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's an old school combination platter in a Jewish frequented Chinese restaurant.
Right. So he was also making the point in that first video that the reason that Israel is so into buying this distressed asset in TikTok is because it is the like it's just such a large pro-Palestinian voice.
TikTok isn't. The TikTok users are.
TikTok users are, right. But I'm saying the platform itself is showing videos that are pro-Palestine to more people than any other social media platform,
mm-hmm.
right, by far. And the head of the ADL came out and said, we do not have a black versus white problem. We do not have a left versus blue problem. We have a young versus old problem, right? The young people of this world have decided en masse that Israel is wrong and they do not like Israel. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a TikTok problem. This is the head of the ADL saying this, Jewish organization,
okay.
or very Israeli organization.
Sure, that is correct. But the Palestine-Israel debate has always been, maybe less so in the past, but in my lifetime, it has always been a young versus old argument. Like, always. Like, you know what I mean? Young people get more on the causes of the downtrodden and the fucking... Look, that's why they're all fucking commies. Like, every fucking 16-year-old is a communist because they don't want to ever think about having to get a job.
Fair.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, these are, like, it's the same thing. Like, they're all, like, it's just, as you get older, you kind of either don't care enough or you become a little more conservative and think, like, something like, not everybody, but, like, people just start going, well, we kind of need Israel in the region so that people don't kill us. So we can still have, like, access to oil because we have strategic missiles there. Like, it's just kind of something middle-aged people start to think about or stop caring about.
Right.
And then whenever this comes up, whenever these dust-ups come up, you'll have a 40-year-old person who you've never heard mention Palestine be like, I've always been pro-Palestine. That's happened to me several times.
Mm. I don't know, man. I just think you put all those things together. And the fact that Donald Trump, who is staunchly pro-Israel,
mm-hmm.
who was the first president to mention a TikTok ban, who talked about the ills of China and how dangerous it is, has now flip-flopped his stance on the China ban.
On the TikTok ban.
TikTok ban. Sorry.
He's for the TikTok. He's against the TikTok ban.
He's against TikTok ban. Doesn't want to see TikTok go away.
He's still pro-Israel.
Yeah.
He is still pro-Israel, no? He's probably saying they're wrong, but I mean, he...
He's super pro-Israel and says they should go... No. He's the opposite of wrong. He's saying they are doing it right and they should be speeding this up. Let's just go finish the job, boys. That's Trump's actual take this week.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll change it. Well, no, probably not. His son-in-law is super Jewish. But he also got nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize, which he really, really wants because of the work he did with Israel, normalizing trade between Israel and certain Arab nations. So, like, he wants that Nobel Peace Prize. He wants everything Obama had. Like, he's just like, what did you have? I have three memoirs. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, fuck you.
Yeah, can I get a...
You have a Netflix deal? Whatever, dude. I'm on Prime.
Is he on Prime?
I mean, anybody could be on Prime.
Bro, he better be on Prime by the end of his presidency.
Dude, if he has like a Prime show... Wait, Google where The Apprentice is streaming.
Doesn't count, though.
Why? He's on it.
No, because he got... Barack Obama got no show production credit deals after he left office. Trump... You think he's...
I mean, what about that Schwarzenegger fucking season of The Apprentice?
Yeah, but that was... Wait, what do you mean? Schwarzenegger...
Hosted The Apprentice for a few seasons.
Yeah, he was definitely getting...
That's network TV, baby.
Yeah, he was definitely getting some kickbacks on that.
Yeah, ooh, he was the EP.
I didn't know Chael Sonnen was on...
The Apprentice?
The Apprentice, yeah. That's pretty tight.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing it streaming anywhere right now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking... Damn, yeah. And he's pro-Israel, knowing that the Jewish-controlled media is kiboshing his work of art, his legacy, The Apprentice. Also still funny that he put Omarosa in the cabinet.
Did he really?
And then he had to get rid of her because she two-timed him.
Oh,
yeah? The way she did on every season of The Apprentice.
How'd she two-time him?
I don't remember, man. I just remember... This was early on in the Trump presidency. What a wacky time.
God, what a G. Yeah, The Apprentice is... You can watch it. You can stream it for free on Tubi.
Dude, Tubi. Tubi's big, dude. That's what... Dude. You know how they're saying Trump, his approval ratings is growing with black voters?
Uh-huh.
Fucking Tubi.
That's it.
We talk about it all the time. Those fucking hood movies all over Tubi.
True.
Fucking that's how Trump is doing it. It just comes up. They're fucking hearing Trump in their sleep because they fall asleep watching fucking some shit on Tubi. And then all of a sudden The Apprentice is on. And they wake up and go, you know what? He doesn't seem like a bad guy. Wait. Seems like a good leader.
You're right. And you know what? Make me some eggs or you're fired.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's got to be what it is. All right. So, but this guy said the Jews killed JFK?
So now he did a deep dive into the that AI pack, the Israeli super pack.
Mm-hmm.
And he put out this video about...
By the way, I trust no one with this look.
Yeah. No, I agree. That was my first instinct.
Yeah.
But he's been flooding my algorithm ever since I watched that video about TikTok. So
this is why I'm glad I don't click on everything you send me.
You ever wondered how we got to this point where one of the biggest lobbying groups in America can openly brag that they are representing a foreign country? This is from AIPAC's website, but somehow they don't have to register under the FARA Act as someone acting on behalf of a foreign actor. They literally brag about how many millions they spent and about how 98% of their buying of our politicians was successful this election cycle. Did you know that they were actually this close to having to register as a foreign agent before a certain thing happened? Here, I'll show you, and I'll show you where you can find all these primary sources, too. So if you go to this URL right here, israellobby.org/AZCDOJ, it's a history of when AIPAC almost had to register as a foreign agent. And back then, were known as the American...
Pause this. So... His evidence is an anti-Israeli website has said that this thing is a Jewish conspiracy.
Is it an anti-Israeli website?
What was the name of it?
Let me see. I thought it was...
Israellobby.org?
No, the Israel Lobby Archive.
No. IsraelLobby.org. Let's go to that website.
URL.
Okay. I'll go there.
Okay.
You keep playing this.
Right here, IsraelLobby.org/AZCDOJ. It's a history of when AIPAC almost had to register as a foreign agent. And back then, they were known as the American Zionist Council. Right there, the American Zionist Council. Well, it turns out that President John F. Kennedy was about to force them to register under FARA. And this is a history of all of the original documents that pertain to the legal case. And when you click on any of these links, it'll take you to original archived sources of the actual documents from the actual testimonies that you can read. Even cool little snippets like this that say federal lawyers are near a decision on whether to require the...
Now, I think Israel is wrong in the entire thing in Palestine. Hot take, I know. They've gone far too far after October 7th, in my opinion. But this thing, there's not a lot of information here. Their about page is just like, yeah, we archive all this stuff. But to say that this happened surrounding JFK, when also prevailing theory was always JFK wanted to end the war in Vietnam, and that's why he got fucking got, that's also a big one, no?
Yeah, it's a big one, but I do, like, here's the thing. I remember way back in the day, I think it was for, like, my 10th birth, whatever 2000 was, The Onion made up a thing that was called, it was like Our Dumb Century, and it was a mock-up of Onion-style headlines of everything from the past, you know, 100 years. And JFK's entry was JFK gunned down by, you know, CIA, Vietnam, the Mafia, and Israel. And I always wondered what Israel's part in it was. You know what I mean?
Well, so, I mean, like, these things are cyclical, right? Like, I'm sure there was a point where there were lots of Israeli conspiracies back then. You know what I mean? They wax and wane. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, conspiracy theories and their themes wax and wane. Like, I'm not saying that all of them are wrong. I'm not saying that all of them are right. But it's like, so another example would be, I've talked about it on the show a long time ago, when Joe Biden got elected, people were talking about, especially with COVID, people were talking about us all ending up in FEMA camps the same way they were after 9/11 and the Patriot Act.
Right.
Except it was Republicans saying it this time. And I remember a Republican I knew said, yeah, like, we're all going to end up in FEMA camps. I'm like, you know that. And I literally go, do you not remember them saying that under Bush? And he was like, no. So it's like, these things come and go. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? There's like, there's probably a grain of truth in it. Like, I would imagine the, all of the intelligence communities that get along, meaning like the Mossad and the CIA, probably hang. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like it's like when two gangs hate another gang. Like the Bloods and the Crips both hate MS-13.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, they're like, all right, well, we hate each other, but we really hate these guys. Because mm-hmm. they're fucking taking all the money stuff. You know what I mean? So it's like, I can, this could be true, it could not be true. I'm sorry to say nothing. You know what I mean? But like, I'm not going to take the word of this guy who is just, when you're doing a deep dive on a thing, you're going to start finding the thing everywhere.
Right.
Like, when your entire thing is researching Israel being, like, there is somebody in China doing that about the United States. It's fair. Sure, that guy works for the government. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's somebody elsewhere doing that about the United States. And, like, around the world, people believe that about the United States. Now, you can just say, I guess, that the United States is a puppet of Israel.
You could say that.
Which makes no sense.
Why does that not make sense?
Okay. United States is older than Israel.
Okay.
United States was pretty integral in Israel becoming Israel.
Yeah.
I mean, really more of an England thing. But, like, kind of seems like it should be the other way around.
Fair. I don't know, man. I just, like, look.
You know, for somebody who looks so much like Brett Gelman.
There's just too many instances of too many of you know, I don't know, man. Like, they're just, they're
This is like, all right, I'll give you another example. This is kind of like when we keep hearing all this Russian interference stuff in this country, and we just hear that side of it. But if you listen to them, and there is evidence that we have absolutely spread anti-propaganda of their, I mean, granted, he's an authoritarian dictator, but like, we've done it. We've gone there and interfered in their shit. But we don't hear about that here.
I don't know, dude. Do we have to register as a foreign agent over there? Because they don't have to register as
a foreign.
In
Israel?
Yeah. They are funneling money to our politicians at a 98% success rate.
Well, this is one PAC. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Who's the owner? Who is the head of the PAC? Is it Brett Gelman? Because I think he's a U.S. citizen.
I don't think it's Brett Gelman.
Is it Crazy Eddie? Because he fucking couldn't get extradited.
I don't know, man. The fact that I just look at every institution, right? Essentially, over the last 100 years or so, that has come up, that has been
institution,
either
institution. You mean
institution? Yes, yeah. Federal Reserve, heavy Zionist ties. You know, I mean the
yes, Jews are in banking and have historically been in banking. Do you know why?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
because Islam and Christianity made it a sin to be a middleman and a money lender, whereas Judaism did not have that law, so Jews became bankers. Yeah, it's kind of like how Italians still are marble makers, because in Italy there's a lot of marble. When you only allow people to work in one field, they dominate the field for many generations.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, that's true. I'm just saying, there's for the percentage of the world's population that is Jewish, there is an outsized number who are in high-ranking positions in the government, who are in high-ranking positions in banking institutions, who are in high-ranking positions in...
in this government.
In this government, yeah.
Because I would make the argument that there's probably more high-ranking officials that are Chinese in the Chinese government. You know what I mean? We just happen to have a lot of Jews in this country, and they've excelled at a... we're way better at moving away from crime than, say, the Italians.
Okay.
There's one generation of Jewish mafia.
All right, fair enough.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like... They got it. They did it. Like, it's like, fine. That's what they work. They work in media and they work in fuck. I guess you could make the argument that there's some vast conspiracy and that they were all like going to media, or they got jobs in media and they got their kids jobs in media. The same way, for generations, every single fireman was Irish.
Well, it also went back to the days of vaudeville, where it was like, you know, that was a disrespectful job to have. And a lot of Jews had it because of that. And then when movie studios were starting and they needed people to put in movies, they reached out to old vaudeville managers
who recommended had the abilities.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
It's again goes to the banking thing. Now, have they gotten better at it? Sure. There's also a disproportionate amount of Jews that have Nobel Prizes in medicine.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, who knows how far these tendrils go?
You're saying Jonas Salk killed JFK.
I mean,
he said he figured the world owed him one from all the people he saved with penicillin.
Mm-hmm.
Or was he the polio vaccine?
Not sure.
Look it up. I think it's Jonas Salk is the polio vaccine. He goes, I could have saved FDR, so for that, I'll kill JFK.
Jonas Salk, American virologist and biomedical scientist, first successful polio vaccine.
Okay, who invented penicillin? Probably also a Jew.
Probably.
You know how he did it? He looked at a piece of bread that was a little moldy. He was like, I could eat that.
Alexander Fleming, he was Scottish, actually.
Fleming?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is Scottish, isn't it? Ian Fleming is also Scottish, right?
Yeah.
I don't trust these Scots.
But do you think that the Israelis might have had something to do with JFK no longer being president on account of the death and all?
Is that why he got out of office?
I think so.
Hmm.
I think that's a it's like a little known.
Look, it's possible. Anything is possible. But I think there's a good chance that if JFK wanted to end the war in Vietnam and kind of start breaking down the military-industrial complex, if you're Israel, you kind of go, you might want to be like with the, like the CIA doesn't want the military-industrial complex to die, right? Because that's how they get their money.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Israel doesn't want the United States military-industrial complex to die because that's how they get their money.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a good chance that the two of them were like, I'm okay with this if you're okay with this. All right, let's not talk about it. And back then, only Jews were circumcised, so they probably docked over it instead of shook hands.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And that's a, you know, that's a blood bond.
That's science. Yeah. I think docking is closer than blood brothers. Like, that is, you are closer with a man you dock with than somebody you just make a blood oath with. I don't even trust a blood oath.
Nah, dude.
Yeah. All right.
Blood oaths aren't worth the blood they're blooded in.
Yeah. So this is old business. We've settled all this old business. Moving on. Mike, let's talk about our friends over at YoKratom.com. YoKratom is the home of the $60 kilo. That's right, $60 for an entire kilo of Kratom. They have all the different types of Kratom that you can use and need. I've said many times, I use the train wreck when I'm having a little back pain, and I'll throw this out there. I just take a couple before bed. Helps me fucking relax. YoKratom.com, the home of the $60 kilo, the cheapest place you will be able to get your Kratom. No promo code necessary, because again, where else are you finding something that inexpensive? YoKratom.com. Check it out. Moving on. Mike, we were talking about a couple minutes ago. We were talking about all this politics stuff. I wanted to say this. I've been binge watching Veep.
Okay.
Have you ever watched the show?
No.
Very funny. And I realized, because she makes a lot of fuck-ups, right?
Uh-huh.
I realized something. Kamala Harris is the lowest approval rating of any vice president in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
No gaffes.
Good point.
She needs to fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think they're preventing her from fucking up so much by not letting her do stuff that people hate her. Like, there's been some stuff that she kind of has said that's a little fucked, but it's not like she needs a potato. Like, everybody remembers Dan Quizzy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like
the DQ.
And I'll throw this out there. That wasn't even his fault. The potato thing? Do you know about this?
No.
He was judging a spelling bee, right? Uh-huh. It was on the card spelled wrong. So he just read it off the card. Now, right. You can make the argument that he should have known that potato doesn't have an E at the end. However, Mike, spell potatoes.
P-O-T-A-T-O-E-S?
Yeah. See? See how there's an E there?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So now I was always taught that the grammatical rule was the E comes after the I when you do a plural, but not any vowel. Not an O. Cheerios, no E.
Mm.
That's multiple welcomes from a British homosexual.
Cheerios.
Yeah. So, I'm saying, Dick Cheney, no pulse, but he had a gaffe. Remember, he shot his boy in the face.
That was a gaffe.
Big gaffe.
Quite a gaffe.
Yeah, shot his boy in the face while quail hunting. Real bird brain move, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Al Gore, did Al Gore have a gaffe?
No, I mean, his whole thing was just saying locked box over and over again.
Yeah, that's why he didn't become the president.
Mm.
Fuck Al Gore. That guy sucks. By the way, according to Inconvenient Truth, we're supposed to be dead.
Yeah, we should be underwater by now.
Yeah, not dead. H-Dub? Let's think about this. H-Dub. Now, I don't know, like, if he... I don't remember him having a gaffe under Reagan, but when he was president, didn't he vomit at a state dinner?
Reagan?
With the Japanese. No.
Oh, Bush. Yeah. Bush did.
But that H-W. Was when he was president or vice president?
I think it's when he was vice president.
And then... when he was president, he also had, he said, he's the president. This is how different the world has become. When he was the president, he said, I'm the president and I don't like broccoli, so I don't have to eat broccoli because I'm the president. And broccoli farmers were furious. And it was a fucking major news story. Just like the potato thing. That'd be nothing now.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing.
Not even a blip.
Like, I think, George W. Bush getting the shoe thrown at him, I think that ups the level.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the next level, right?
But that's not really
And Clinton
his.
Came on a lady's dress.
Yeah, Clinton came on a lady's dress. He also, didn't he also, like, stop during a run and eat McDonald's?
I mean, that was in the movie about his campaign, and that he was also addicted to apple fritters.
Yeah?
I think so. There was a fictionalized book about him called Primary Colors that was very big, and they made a movie out of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Clinton had a lot of, he had a lot of weird ones. One, marrying Hillary. That's a big one.
No, that was calculated.
Then fucking all those uggos.
Yeah.
Not a hot one. Jennifer Flowers was okay.
You don't think young Monica?
At the time, big face.
I mean, I don't know.
Pull up a picture of Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, I have Monica and Bill at the age.
Okay. Now, pull up a picture of the guy from Mask. Not The Mask. Mask.
All right. I mean, yes, there is a lot of face.
Pull them both up so I can see them both.
Okay.
Okay. That is that person with makeup on. That's it. A lot of face.
That's a lot of face.
Yeah. She had a glow up, sure. Which is weird to do after your movie career ends.
Hmm.
But you're fucking the president, you know?
Yeah. I don't know, dude. Would. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Would you have done it after?
After Bill?
Yeah.
I mean, bro. After.
Because Tom Green was banging her, too.
Was he?
I think they dated.
I didn't know that. After she got to this.
Yeah, she did get hotter.
She got hotter during the trial.
It's like, not to bring it back to Veep, but like Julia Louis-Dreyfus in the later seasons of Seinfeld, way hotter than in the pilot.
Yeah. I need to find out about this Monica Lewinsky-Tom Green thing.
I'm pretty sure they dated.
I mean, if so, he really...
She launched her... Oh, I think maybe they fake dated, and then she launched her handbag line on his show while they were running around from the paparazzi. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah. Yeah, he brought her, like, it says here, he brought her in on the joke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she started doing the handbags thing.
I wonder how much money she made on the handbags. But yeah, this is what I'm saying. What kind of gaffes do you think Kamala Harris should do? Like, what could she do that's silly and would make her overall more likable? Like, Joe Biden, like, was just eating ice cream. And I think a lot of Joe Biden saying dumb stuff, like, just being like, yeah, Corn Pop's name was Esther. Like, all of that wacky shit, I think, distracted from Obama. Like, people say Obama had no fucking things, but he had this old man doing all sorts of crazy shit around him.
Old man stuff.
Yeah. And then, like, all these people who want to support him can kind of go... Well, it's not like we're not shitting on the administration. We've been making fun of Joe Biden. We're memeing him. You know what I mean? So, like, what can Kamala Harris do to move on? Like, what is a silly... Like, she'd have to fall down the steps?
No, because Joe's already on that
yeah,
that
she can't be clumsy.
No.
So it has to be, like, she has to slip up mentally.
Honestly,
she has to say something very stupid.
I was gonna say, even because she can get away with it, just drop an M-bomb, dude.
You think, but with an A, not a hard R.
Obviously.
Yeah. Like, if she just got seen, like, rapping to a song, but like it was like kind of like a leaked video, and she was going hard with it, you think that would work?
I think so.
Or like a twerking video, like in She-Hulk, like her and Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, that's it. That's what she needs, a twerking video, for sure.
I mean, I don't think that's necessarily the right thing. I'm just saying, it seemed to work for She-Hulk. Got a lot of people talking about it.
Did it work for She-Hulk? Isn't She-Hulk canceled?
Is it? They're not bringing it back for season two?
I don't think so.
I mean, it wasn't very good.
No, it was trash.
Yeah. What else can Kamala Harris do? I'll be honest, She-Hulk kind of reminded me of Kamala Harris. Not a high approval rating.
Understandable.
Yeah. What can she say about Palestine that would really piss people? No, I think that's too hot button. Something about the Chinese, though. right? Like, if she said something about China, oh, boom, got it.
Okay.
She could wear a kimono.
Mm.
She could wear a kimono to the premiere of Godzilla X Kong.
Okay. Now we're talking.
Yeah, dude. And then in her apology, she could say, I'm so sorry. If it was socially acceptable here, I would commit seppuku.
She could say that.
That's double gaffe. We're not worried about the Japanese. They need us to protect them from China.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the one. Do you have any suggestions?
Okay. Kimono to the thing. So she, all right, hold on though. She does have the gaffe of like the black people backyard barbecue.
What was that?
You don't remember this when she tried doing like when she tried to cut loose at the barbecue and it just looked awful.
Did she just Elaine dance?
Kinda.
That's great. Love it. Oh, I got another thing. We were talking about the Rwanda Congo thing, right? She could be asked her opinion on Rwanda and Congo, and she could go, "Man, I don't know about that. You Rwanda, be kidding me." And then she could go, "What do you think I know about foreign affairs? What am I, Congolese rice?" Boom.
They ask her about the Congo, and she just starts shaking.
She puts on a fucking fruit hat.
Jump in the line. Yeah, I'm trying to find this Kamala Harris barbecue thing. We watched it on the show.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
I don't remember this at all.
Yeah. Kamala Harris. Yeah, here it is. Kamala Harris dances to hip hop at her 50th birthday party.
Okay, let's.
Oh, hold on.
Oh yeah, I gotta see this.
50th anniversary, and even though it was a this dance moves to vibrant thing by the rapper Q-Tip, this video has gone viral on social media. Well, more than 16 million people watching that.
This
clip.
Is not that bad.
Like they had a good old time.
Oh, you don't think this is a gaffe?
This is not a gaffe.
You don't think
Academy's
that shirt?
Black
and
Music
pink.
Collective and Live Nation Urban.
I mean, it just seems like the shirt she would wear.
And y'all know it wouldn't be social media without all the
does
money.
Does seem like a shirt she would wear.
I mean, look, I don't think this is a gaffe. This is people making fun of her outfit a little bit. That's a different than a gaffe.
Okay.
Like you have to do the corn pop story or the Joe Biden and y'all gonna be back in chains. You know what I mean? Like, that's a gaffe. There you go. Or just like the eating the ice cream as an old man is just so silly.
To be fair, though, Hillary with the hot sauce.
That's pretty big.
That's a huge gaffe, but she didn't get elected.
I'm just saying.
Maybe women aren't allowed to gaffe.
Is that true?
Name one woman that's gaffed. We gave, remember fucking what's her name said she could see Russia from her backyard.
That's true.
Never let her live that day.
Wow, maybe we did actually find a place where sexism is real. Normally, I don't believe in sexism. But I think maybe women politicians are not allowed to gaffe.
That must be it.
Hmm. Maybe they could be boom mic operators. Very strange. I still say, she doesn't need to get elected, right? She needs to get Joe Biden reelected so she can keep her motherfucking job. Then he dies, and then she just gets the job she wants. And then here's the thing. Throw this out there. Incumbency is the number one factor when determining gambling odds on an election.
True.
So, I think that's the thing. She needs to gaffe so hard that like her approval rating goes up a little bit, but then people stop thinking about old Joe Biden being an old coot. Hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's it. I don't think that shirt is enough. I think she's got to go with Congolese rice. I can't think of anything else she could do because, like you said, she can't be clumsy.
Mm-mm.
Hmm. What are some other Joe Biden good ones? Corn pop is the best one.
Yeah.
All right. Throwing up on somebody at a state dinner, always. She can get fucking drunk. That's a good one. If she gets seen pounding beers, like at a fucking, whatever's free, six Schlitzes, Farva type of thing. Like if she's seen like chugging beers with like wait staff at a state dinner, that humanizes her. The press is going to shit on her, right?
Right.
But it humanizes her, and I think her approval ratings go up. And takes the fucking, nobody saw Joe Biden chugging beers. He's eating ice cream. That's wholesome. Boom. He gets elected, then dies. She gets his job. Really, I should be running her campaign.
You're making good points.
Congolese rice. I'm telling you. Moving on. Made a brief comment about Rwanda. We talked about it on High Society with their beef with the Congo. Here's a funny thing. I would call this a gaffe. The Prime Minister of England, which I need you to look up that guy's name. It's an Indian guy now for the first time ever. It's an interesting thing. I never remember a foreign leader's name until at least their second term. I think that is fair for an American, but yep. I usually commit it to memory after the second term. He had the idea to all asylum seekers going to England to send them all to Rwanda. Not all of them are from Rwanda, but he wanted to send them all to, what's the guy's name?
Rishi Sunak.
Rishi Sunak. I'm going to try to remember that guy's name because this is hilarious. So apparently the Supreme Court in England threw it out. Because they said that Rwanda, not a safe place to send asylum seekers. Now, I'm going to throw this out there. Rwanda is invading places. I think you want to be, I think the unsafe place to send people is around Rwanda in any of those countries. Because they might just fucking jump off. I think send them to Rwanda. Also, objectively funnier. Like, let's say you have asylum seekers from, like, I don't know, Ukraine. White country.
Right.
You send them to Uganda. Or not Uganda, Rwanda. That's objectively hilarious.
No like, arguments.
Yeah, that's just funny. Like, some OnlyFans Instagram model from Ukraine who's like, oh, I'm very hot, let me into England. And then you just go, bitch, Rwanda. Rwanda. By the way, if Kamala Harris had a best friend named Rwanda, who was constantly fucking up, make her look way better.
Dog.
Oh, that's just Rwanda. We've been friends a long time.
If the fucking Ukrainian OnlyFans chick starts acting up, you just say, hey, save the drama for Rwanda.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Dude, it's so much, like, we give so much shit to the governor of Texas for sending immigrants, sending migrants to New York, where we have plenty of jobs for them.
Mm-hmm.
They are bringing somebody a snack right now. Uh-huh. All 500,000 of them are bringing one fat man his snacks from around the city.
I was hungry.
He's fat! So but it's like everybody's like, how could he do that? This motherfucker in England, and this is another thing that always makes me laugh, is like, we think that England is less racist than us. They're like, nah, I don't care if you're from fucking China. Get your ass to Rwanda. Dude, the idea that the Supreme Court of England had to talk about it and go, yeah, I don't think it's safe in Rwanda. And then, because there's not a lot of news about Rwanda, can you see if there's any travel advisories for Rwanda?
I mean,
seems like there must be, right?
Rwanda, the travel advisory. Exercise normal precautions when going to Rwanda.
Normal precautions? That's our State Department?
That's what it says. Exercise normal precautions in Rwanda. Some areas have increased risk. Read the entire travel advisory. The Rwanda-Burundi border due to armed conflict, okay. And then the Rwanda Democratic Republic of Congo
There's
border.
There's two more borders, I think. I assume it's a landlocked country in the middle of Africa. It is the Montana of Africa. Mm-hmm. That's what they. That's on the travel brochures. Visit the Montana of Africa, Rwanda. So, like, I mean, so it seems like it's a relatively safe place, right?
Yes.
Certainly safer than Burundi or the Congo, as I said before, which it's called the People's Republic of the Congo.
People's Republic.
Yeah, yeah. It's racist to call it the Congo.
Uh-huh.
But the People's Republic of the Congo is uh-huh. okay.
That's
or it might
golden.
Be People's Republic of Congo, which Doesn't feel like it should be the way you say that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, I think we've solved this. Moving on. Guys, we got to talk about a new sponsor on the show, and that's Zea Extraordinary Farms. We need you guys to go to ZEFHemp.com. That's ZEFHemp.com. They've got a special CBD and CBG topical, and you get a great promo code for our listeners. It's GOON25. You're going to get 25% off your entire order. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I actually use this product.
Uh-huh.
You use this product.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll tell you this. D, who's been on the show, my good friend, I gave him a bottle. He swears by it. He does a lot of CrossFit stuff. He gets a lot of muscle soreness. He rubs it in. I've been using it in conjunction with Voltaren gel for ligament issues. And I'll tell you this right now, I'm getting significantly better results than just the Voltaren gel by itself. And I've used it just when I have like sore muscles from, I went running for the first time. I hate running. I went running for the first time in months the other day, maybe 2 months. And my thighs were sore as fuck. No homo.
No ditty.
Yeah, no ditty. So I rubbed some of Zea Extraordinary Farms rattlesnake oil right into my legs. It definitely alleviated a lot of the soreness. So again, go to ZEFHemp.com. That's ZEFHemp.com. Use the promo code GOON25 for 25% off your entire order. That's GOON25 at ZEFHemp.com. Moving on. Talk to me about Elizabeth Hurley and her vagina. So, and by vagina, I mean her gay son.
Yes, her gay 21-year-old son.
He is gay, right?
Yes. No, I don't think so.
They have like a creepy relationship the way Stephanie Seymour does with her sons, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
There's a lot of like weird mouth kissing, which by the way, Elizabeth Hurley was my mom. I'd probably mouth kiss her.
Bro.
She's still remarkably attractive.
She's
in her 60s, right?
No, she's 52, but okay. She is still gorgeous.
Yeah, she get 52 pumps out of this dick, I'll tell you that right now.
Dog. Yeah, you kidding me?
Smoking.
Bro, she had a kid. 20 years ago, she had a kid.
Well, I mean, she got 20 years to lose the baby weight. I mean, come on.
That's nuts. She is now starring in a movie that will involve a softcore lesbian erotic scene.
Now, here's the thing. There's no reason to ever have a softcore lesbian scene.
What do you mean?
I mean, there's no penetration, right? They're just mash and gash.
Yeah, but...
Just show the whole thing.
What?
Why can't you just show the whole thing?
Or show clam?
I mean, look, lesbian sex is barely sex. I mean, come on, what are we even doing here? I'm just saying, she needs to just show the whole thing. Like Bad Bunny, where fucking Chloe Sevigny actually sucked that guy's dick. Not Bad Bunny, Brown Bunny. Was that the name of that movie?
That was Brown Bunny.
Okay.
Bad Bunny is...
He's a Puerto Rican guy. He's a brown guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
52.
By the way, like, the son does look like she's a late-in-life lesbian, and that's who she's dating.
Oh, like, that's her fucking girl twink.
Yeah. That's her lady twink.
Mm.
Yeah. Which would be a twinkie.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, this picture is from his 16th birthday.
Okay.
5 years ago.
Throw this out there. That jacket is fire.
His jacket?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty sick.
There are like weird... Yeah, so... I'm going to throw this out there. She's got to be the most famous person he's friends with, right?
Sure.
You're making a movie. When you're trying to get money to make a movie, you need to attach a star.
Sure.
If your only star you know is your mom... And you happen to have written a lesbian sex movie.
Okay. Have your mom the lesbian sex movie, but have her be the woman who sells coffee to the lesbians who are about to have sex.
I mean, she needs a more meaty role. Clammy role.
Who knows? That could be the third lead. That could be the person who they talk to the most. I'm saying, you could literally be any one character in that movie except for the two chicks who you are going to have to film having lesbian sex, because one of them is your mom, dog.
However, if this was not the story, that it was her son making this movie, Mike, and you heard Elizabeth Hurley had a lesbian sex scene, you'd watch that movie.
Yeah, I'm obviously watching this movie.
Yeah, regardless. And honestly,
the fact that her son is filming it?
Hotter.
Hotter.
Yeah, way hotter.
For me. But I'm a sick creep.
Yeah. Maybe they're just targeting this movie as sick creep.
Do you think that's it? Do you think we finally hit the point in niche marketing?
No. We're targeting two groups. Sick creeps and then artsy folks who are like, oh, grow up.
Okay,
It's finally horseshoe theory. We have finally horseshoe theory.
The most immature.
We're overly, the most immature weirdos. And the most artsy, the kind of people who buy season passes to museums have now horseshoe theory.
People listed as benefactor at the botanical garden.
Yeah. Dude, who the fuck? I always see, like, would you like to buy a season pass? I'm like, no, it's the same museum every time. I've been in the Natural History Museum 15, maybe 10 times in 40 years. It's always the same museum. I know how to get to the dinosaurs. I could probably do it with my eyes closed. I've been there 4 times.
They still got them dinosaurs over there?
Big old head dinosaurs.
That's pretty tight.
Yeah, dude. So, I'm into watching this movie. It's going to be pretty good.
Yeah. I'm going to be into watching this movie.
Hell yeah.
Alone after Alex goes to bed.
What's the hottest lesbian scene in a mainstream movie?
Ooh.
And why is it Black Swan?
It's not.
It's up there.
It's up there, for sure.
I'll tell you this. I think the hottest straight cunnilingus scene in a movie is Running Scared, where he's eating that chick's box on the washing machine.
That shit is pretty tight. I watched Running Scared not too long ago.
That chick did not age well, but...
Vera Farmiga?
Yeah. Damn. She was hot in 2 movies ever.
Nah, she was hot in The Departed.
2 movies ever.
Oof. Was that it, really? Yeah, then she just became the bitch from The Conjuring.
Damn.
The fucking ghost actually got her hot.
Dude, she fucking aged. It was crazy. It was like, yo, this is like, might be the hottest bitch on earth. And then like, oh!
She's seen all them ghosts.
You gotta be careful in that Conjuring. So, yeah, what do you think?
The hottest lesbian sex scene.
Yeah. Wild Things, right?
No, Wild Things is a threesome. That's not straight lesbian sex. Okay. I mean, it could be. It could be Sarah Michelle Gellar tricking.
What's
her name? Into Selma Blair. Her. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, that's pretty good.
That shit got kind of hot, but that was just kissing.
Still,
I think
kind of hot in a movie.
I was gonna say. Fucking Jennifer Toe Thumb.
Megan Fox.
There you go. Megan Fox.
Jennifer's body.
And the
Ooh,
other one.
Amy Seyfried.
Yeah.
By the way, that's how hot Megan Fox is, right? That Amanda Seyfried is the fucking mousy girl in that movie. Crazy. At the time, maybe top 10 hottest girls in the world.
Ooh. Poor Things. It's not hot.
I don't know that movie.
Because nothing in this movie is hot. It's just all wrong and weird and kind of gross. But Emma Stone's got a pretty good lesbian sex scene with very hot black chick.
What is this movie about?
Emma Stone?
Well, Poor Things.
The movie Poor Things about Emma Stone. She's essentially, it's the brain of a child in an adult's body. And you find out that a child... his brain in an adult's body just wants to fuck and eat candy all day. And then eventually...
You mean like an adult in an adult's body?
Kinda.
Yeah.
She kinda grows into that, but she tries like a little bit of everything life has to offer.
Okay.
And part of that is getting her pussy hot black chick.
All right. Good for her.
Yeah.
So wait, I don't understand why she has a child. Is she developmentally disabled or does she just become an adult very quickly like that movie Jack with Robin Williams?
Neither. It's a fucked up movie, Chris. You should. It's like I'm.
Wait, did they put a child's brain in Emma Stone's body with like man with two brains kind of deal? Like,
all right, so I'm just gonna blow it. So if you wanted to see Academy Award winning film, Poor Things,
this year.
Skip. Yeah, Emma Stone just won Best Actress like 2 weeks ago.
Dude, I don't know in these movies.
If you don't want this spoiler for you, skip ahead like a minute. So she is pregnant, and she kills herself in like the first scene of the movie. Right. And then you see her like later on just fucking walking around. She like pisses on the floor. It's a whole thing. And this dude goes, my, what a marvelous retard. And then best line in cinema history, maybe. And then as the movie goes on, you find out that she was pregnant with a baby. She died in the suicide attempt. The baby survived. Uh-huh. So this fucking crazy Frankenstein type doctor cut the brain out of the baby. Uh-huh. Remove the mom's dead brain and put the baby's brain in
now,
where the mom's
is. Now, it
must
have been a male baby, and then, his brain was the same size as a regular woman.
Yes. Yes, male baby brains are the same size as adult
brains. Adult actresses? I think so.
But yeah, so it's essentially like, you know, you have this thing that is like a fucking hot lady, but that brain is weeks old.
I'm going to throw this out there. You spoiled it, but now I want to see that movie.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's the first 20 minutes.
Hmm.
There's a whole lot
this
of good
movie sounds way better than
that.
This stupid fucking lesbian Elizabeth Hurley movie. Why weren't we talking about this the whole time? All right, moving on. All right, let's talk about one more thing and get the fuck out of here, Mike.
Woo, I get to go see my baby.
Yeah, let's talk about this dumbass bar owner.
Oh, okay. The guy who's got a guaranteed business coming to his town?
Yeah. I just love such a stupid story, so we'll talk about this very quickly. Let's pull up this video. Now, where was this? This is in Milwaukee?
I believe it's in Milwaukee because that's where the RNC is.
Okay, so the Republican National Committee is having their, their convention. And in Milwaukee for the election coming up to probably declare Trump the nominee. And this gentleman is closing his bar for 2 weeks. Now, is he very close to the convention center?
He is. Yeah.
So an extra 100,000 alcoholic politicians are going to be in your town looking for the prostitutes that have been imported to your town who will be hanging out in your bar. That's prostitute money. That's politician money. You could pay your rent for a fucking year. And this guy says, what's the name of the bar?
Bayview Bar.
Bayview Bar.
Oh, no.
No, it's in Bayview, Milwaukee.
Yeah, it's called the Mothership.
The Mothership Bar. How fucking stupid do you have to be? Like, listen to Michael Jordan, dog. Republicans get drunk, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, it's what are you? Are you fucking? I don't care what your politics. And his thing is, you don't mix bar and politics. Tell your regulars to stay home. Like, legitimately, it's the kind of thing. Like, if you have, like, regulars in your bar on St. Patrick's Day calling St. Patrick's Day amateur hour, you know what you do? You go, hey, go home.
True.
Because none of these people are looking for buybacks because they're amateurs. These people are from out of town, not spending their own money. Get out. I can charge. I can make up prices for these people. They're going to be like, how much is a double Jim Beam? $72. Yeah, Milwaukee's crazy this time of year. You could call it the convention special. If you really wanted to be a dick about it.
Not the convention special.
Yeah. You got to be a real asshole to do that shit. So don't ever be that stupid where you let politics blind you to making money. Just like the Chinese with TikTok. Good night.
Well, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die. Oh, moon of Alabama, we now must say goodbye. We've lost our good old mama.
say goodbye.